Two of the happiest times I have had as a lover of wine were sitting around a table on a veranda in a small house in the Devon Valley. Around the table, amongst others, were Dave and Lorna Hughes and Benny Howard and Dampy Bailey. And Dampy and Benny and Dave, between them, have intellectual capital the likes of which it is impossible to replicate. Between them, they probably had somewhere close to 150 years worth of experience and knowledge of not only the wine industry, but the liquor industry more generally. We lost Dampy in August of 2021, and I received the incredibly sad news this morning that Dave Hughes had passed away last night. Dave was 84. He'd been frail for a long time. He'd lost his wife, Lorna, in a motor car accident in the Northern Cape sort of 6-7 months ago. And so his last months were filled with sadness and loss, and now he has been taken away from us. And the third of that trio, thank goodness, is still with us, Benny Howard, and joins us now. Hello, Benny.
John, good afternoon. Thank you for the introduction. It is a sad day for the industry to have lost Dave and Dampy so close to one another. But we have their memories, and we have a lot of information, and we have a lot of people that have benefited. I would like to say thousands of people that have benefited from Dampy and Dave's knowledge.
Look, there are many things to say about Dave, Benny. You know, I mean, he was an incredible sportsman. He swam for Rhodesia, he played hockey, rugby, water polo. I don't know how many times he ran the Comrades, but certainly enough to get two green numbers. But the thing that I remember most about him is that he was a mensch. You know, he was one of the kindest people I have ever met, generous to a fault with his knowledge and with his life and with his gifts and with everything. He was just such a decent human being.
Absolutely. I think he was the prime example of what wine and a person's life together means at the end of the day. He was like spilling wine over a glass, you know, it never stopped. And he kept on giving. I have had the privilege to have known him since I've been in the industry. In actual fact, he appointed me in the wine industry a long time ago. And I learned from him the gift of giving, the gift of giving your knowledge free and giving your knowledge in excess. And I think if you talk to anybody, that is what people will recognize Dave for, is that he was so generous in his whole life, the way that he preached about wine, the way that he made wine something to enjoy and something to live with and to be happy with and to almost to sing with. And, you know, how many times have we had occasions where we were laughing together about jokes and things like that, and then at the end of the day you will still say, cheers, let's have a glass of wine, let's have another sip. And that was Dave. He was a fun person. And he loved sharing whatever he had with him. I think his longing was to communicate his love for wine and spirits, because brandy and whiskey and gin was also very close to his heart. And that made him the person that he's been. I think the people from all over the world will tell you how generous he's been sharing the knowledge of South African wine and sharing his knowledge of the days that he was a distiller and a winemaker and a teacher of wine. He was
absolutely instrumental, Benny, in helping set up the Cane Wine Academy, which has now done so much to train people to understand wine better and communicate about wine better. So, I mean, I remember a lunch, I hope you remember it as well, where I brought along a bottle of 1959 Chateau Libertas, and you were there, Dave was there, Dampy was there. And what the three of you knew about that wine, which was, at the time when we drank it, was probably close to 60 years old, and the stories that you were able to tell about Chateau Libertas and Stellenbosch Farmers Winery at the time those sorts of wines were being made, I mean, it's priceless to have that kind of deep institutional knowledge.
You're so right. And I think what makes it even more important for me to remember Dave for whom he was is the fact that he was part and parcel of gathering a lot of that information and making it available. We are very, very happy that all his notes that he gathered in his office are now safely stored. All his wine books are all safely stored, and we'll be able to delve into them and find things that we might have forgotten about in print and some of the articles that he has written over the years. And then, as you say, there's the Cape Wine Academy, and I must say that it was the Cape Wine Academy that brought so many people into wine as Cape Wine Masters, and that have shared the amazing richness that there is in our South African wine industry. But Dave also had another side to him. You know, he was an amazing, knowledgeable person about almost everything. You could talk to him about sport, you could talk to him about wine, you could talk to him about gin, and he would know everything. I sometimes was amazed to think that he had all this experience over the years, and he just shared it so generously with everybody around him.
Yeah, he used to. He used to listen to me.
That made him the person that he's been.
He used to listen to me, and every now and then, well, I'd regularly get emails from him, but every now and then he'd pull me up gently about something I'd said that wasn't quite correct. But he did it in such a charming way. And he always, you know, if he wore socks, he wore very brightly colored socks, and he often wore different socks on the left foot and the right foot, and that bushy beard of his and that wonderful white hair. And, you know, just a character, man. The wine industry has lost such a character.
I must be honest with you, John. Dave had the amazing ability to talk about wine, and he never said something bad about a wine. In all the years that he and I did some tastings together, and we have been around the world tasting wines, and we've been around the world presenting tastings, and I've never heard him say anything bad about a wine. You'd rather not say anything. You'd maybe just page over that wine, but he would never say anything bad about wine. And I think there is such a golden lesson to be learned from that, that we should appreciate the way that wine is made. And if it's not your personal taste, you know, then let's just page over and go to the next one, and maybe you will have great pleasure in tasting that particular wine. But I remember that old Chateau Libertas very well, and I can remember how the glowing words flew in the room around between Dampy and Dave and you and myself about the quality of the wine. And I think that's what we must never forget, is that there are so many beautiful qualities about wine. Let's enjoy that and let's share that amongst one another.
And let's raise a glass tonight to Dave Hughes. Benny, thank you very, very much for talking to us. Benny Howard, longstanding friend of Dave Hughes, Cape Wine Master, amongst many, many other things. And one of the eight great, it's a story I've told before, but one of the other great experiences I've had, well, in terms of spirits, were with Dave Hughes. He once served me a rum. This was about 8 or 9 years ago. This was a rum which had been taken off a ship which had shipwrecked in 1868. So this was a rum which had been made before 1868. And he shared this because he wanted these things so he could share them. And the other one, the story I've told, is when he shared with me some of Shackleton's whiskey, because he had been in a distillery in Scotland. Shackleton's whiskey had been found under the ice 100 years after he'd not been able to come back and drink it. And the distillery that made the original wine were trying to analyze it so they could make a commemorative version of this whiskey. And Dave knew the distiller, and Dave being Dave, he got him to, they sterilized a Niederberg Paul Riesling 250ml bottle, and he poured Shackleton's whiskey into this. He brought it back to South Africa, and he shared it with me around a Sunday lunch table. It's one of the most extraordinary hair-raising experiences I have.